Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I just realized that I am a hoarderer. Not that kind, but the other kind. The other kind. I just collect stuff or collect things, or more specifically, I collect things on my DVR. I collect things on my DVR and just never get around to watching it. Never get around to completing what's on the DVR. I know. I'm going to eventually have to. I'm trying. But every time that I am ready, every time that I want to just clean out or clear out the DVR by watching and not deleting. By watching, I just can't delete it. I just can't make it go away. I opted to record certain things for a specific reason. Therefore, I must watch. Somehow when I record sporting events or events dealing with sports, those get watched almost immediately. It's not necessarily the best route. But being able to fast forward through some commercials and not endure commercials is a good thing. However, if I wanted to follow said event through social media or social means, it'd be difficult. Assuming that's what I want to do or that's what the occasion calls for. If not, I can just do it with people around me. If not, I can just do it with people that's right within talking distance, right within eyesight. And see, I never had this problem when I cut the cord. I never had this problem when I just gave up cable and all that stuff completely. I gave it up, was free from it. No worries, didn't matter. Everything was cool. Everything was good. Then I fell back into the trap and I just got it and I got all that stuff and everything's up on the DVR. Everything's saved on the DVR. I can't seem to get it under 10% remaining. If I can get it to 50%, and I have 50% remaining just to watch or view, that is a win. That's a win in my book. But right now, currently, I'm around 10, 8%. That means if I try to record more stuff at this instant, it's going to be pushing it. It's going to automatic delete some other things. And I just can't have it automatic delete other things, because if it automatic delete other things, those other things that I want to watch, because if I didn't want to watch, I wouldn't have saved it. No, I wouldn't have saved it. I just wouldn't have did it. It was a reason for me saying it. It was a reason for me to save it. It was a reason. I just didn't wake up one day or one night and decide that I'm gonna save this because it looks cool. Actually, I think I did that for one TV show, but it wasn't because it was cool. It was because it was recommended. Big difference. Recommended. So I'm a hoarder when it comes to the DVR, when it comes to actually watching these shows and getting it down to a decent percent. I wish I can get down to zero within a day or two, but that's not gonna happen. There's just not enough. That's not that many hours in a day. It's not that much time. It would be too hard. And fast forwarding through all of that stuff and not hearing the words or having the pictures and the images go by so fast that it's almost a blur. That's not good for me, and that's not good for the people who made the show, movie, or whatever that is. Because it's not enjoyable. It's not enjoyable for me. And then I'm just going to go and badmouth it. Or if I'll half watch it, be doing other things, and just kind of have it on the background. And then somebody asks me about this TV show, or somebody asks me about this movie, and I really don't know what's going on, or what's really happening, or what's really popping off. And I just say, it's okay. I didn't really understand it. I didn't know what was going on. They didn't do a good job of developing a plot. They didn't do a good job of character development. They didn't do a good job, period. But the scenery was sort of cool. I kind of understand what they was getting at, but not really. Would you recommend it? No, I would not. I can't do that. So I have to watch the movie for real. Can't have it on the background. Got to watch the TV show for real. Just can't have it on in the background. Because when my opinions need it, I have to be able to give it confidently. And if I just halfway watched it, I cannot give it. And that, once again, is good for nobody. And that's why I just can't continue to be a hoarder. I just can't just save up all this stuff and just watch it every now and again and maybe get it down below 10. If the chips fall correctly. It'll be possible. But looking at how the past has been going and things have been going, it's going to stay around 10. It's going to hover around 10. It's going to hover around 8. It's going to hover around 5. And maybe I just might slip up and maybe I just might forget and something extremely bad would happen. And that bad thing that happened is it'll delete some shows that I say, delete these shows to create more space. And I'm pretty sure if I start recording these things in standard, you know, SD, I have more room. Or maybe I can just call the company and negotiate some more storage at extra dollars. And maybe give me some things like terabytes in the cloud. That should work. There may be a work, but I am not ready to say, hello, my name is Vince, and I have a problem. That would be me admitting that there's an issue. I'm not ready to do that. I'm not ready to call the company and say, hey, I need some more space. And I'm not ready to sacrifice HD for SD. Going backwards like that is not something I want to do. It's not something that I am ready to admit that I have to do this. So I'm just going to let this play out and I'm just going to stretch this out for long as possible. I'ma find time to watch some shows here, there, and maybe fast forward through some parts that I just find boring. Not movies, TV shows. Cannot do that with movies, because when you do that movies, those little boring parts or the parts usually when they're talking or having this monologue going on, and it's kind of important. Actually, it's important because it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't important. Why would they put things in stuff if it wasn't important? Think about it. However, I can fast forward these TV shows, the commercials, and gain some time. Something that's maybe an hour can chop it down to 40 or 35 minutes. Look at that. Time efficient. Being efficient with the time. Hey, if I was the type of person that would pat myself on the back, I would pat myself on the back right now. But I can't pat myself on the back right now because that's not the thing to do. That is not the thing to do. And I don't want to do things that I don't normally do, especially when it comes to patting oneself on the back or saying that there's no one that can do it better. I am the greatest. What is it called? Brash? Arrogance? This is not the time, nor place. This is the time and the place for me to admit that I am a hoarder. That's why this is New Jud Zone. New Jud Zone. New Jud Zone. Because not only that, I have my vice of the energy drink, and I've been without the energy drink for a few days now. I'm making it, but it's not easy. It is not easy. And then being scared and terrified out of one's shoes or boots, it's not a good thing either. I mean, because I was just walking along, minding my own business, and you can tell when somebody's following you or somebody's watching you. It was my gut feeling, my intuition was telling me that somebody's watching me or somebody's following me. Can't determine which one right now because there's not enough information. So give me more information. So I was walking and I kind of turned around and I saw someone out the corner of my eye behind me. So I just kept walking. I was like, okay, no worries. But my gut instinct, my intuition was telling me that this person is following me. This person is following me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I hoarder DVR TV shows and movies. Yeah, I have this energy drink thingy-majig vice problem-ish. Yet, I don't deserve to be followed or other insert bad things to happen. Nah. So I kept walking. And the thing about this, I decided to like kind of take a detour, kind of go walk in an area or a different direction to see if this person was following me, to see if this person really followed me, and if they really follow me, what's my next move? What's going to happen? What's going on? So I took a weird turn into a different direction, and then I'm just still walking at a almost at a regular pace, like walking. Yeah, okay. And then I got this feeling, not the feeling, but the gut feeling, the intuition. It's like, wait a minute, I feel like I'm still being followed. And I feel like somebody is watching me. I sped up. I started walking faster, almost like a jog, but not a jog, and definitely not a sprint. It was a power walk. And I'm in my power walk, and I'm like, just in my power walk. And then I make another turn. And then I still got this feeling, but this feeling is telling me, need more information. Turn around. And so I kind of like turn, and I was like, wow, somebody's still following me. So I got the feeling that somebody was still following me, but now there's no more turns to make. And the only thing left to do is either go straight, which leads to almost a dead end, or stand your ground. Straight, dead end, and continue to try to run. It's like, or stand the ground. So my, what is it called? Fight or flight? My fight or flight said, okay. Let me give you all this adrenaline. Let me give you all this emotion. Let me give you all this strength and endurance, and let me give you everything you need, because now it's time to make a decision. I'm giving you everything you need, and you need to either fight or flight. You need to stand up, stand your ground, or you need to run. And if you're going to run, you can't run the dead end way, because you're going to use up all your energy. You're going to use up all this stuff that I'm giving you. So you got to run the other direction into into the person that's following you. So I stop. I got all this energy going, and I'm like, stopped, and it's dark and really can't see, but I know somebody's following me. And I just stop, and I'm like, okay, it is on. I'm ready. I'm ready. And so coming out of the shadows, it's this lady. And we make eye contact. And this was my first time seeing her. And this was my first time having contact with her. And just by us looking at each other, it's almost like we had this connection. We had this connection. Maybe it was telekinesis, or maybe she read my body language. But we had this connection, and I didn't have to say anything. She knew. She knew what was up. I did not have to say a word. She knew what was up. She knew what was going on. And that can mean one or two things. That can mean one or two things. I'm going to look on the bright side here. I'm going to look at it from one angle and say this means the one thing. And I'm just going to kind of forget about the other thing that it can mean. I'm just going to push that to the side right now. And maybe I'll come back to it, but I don't want to come back to it. I'm going to try not to come back to it. So I'm just going to push it to the side, leave it to the side right now. So we had this connection, and I didn't have to say a thing. She looked at me, and she's just like, oh, no, I'm not following you. No, I'm not stalking you. This is the way that I normally go, and this is what I normally do. I'm so sorry. My mind was blown. I'm like, whoa. This has just been the most amazing thing. Amazing, favorite word. Either this has been the most amazing thing to take place, or this was written all over my face. This was the most amazing thing that took place, or the terror, the horror was written all over my face. I mean, what could have given it up unless we just had this connection, unless we just shared this moment where she just tapped into my brain, tapped into my mind, and was like, it's okay. I'm not stalking you. I'm not following you. I'm not going to hurt you. It is okay. Either it was that, or the look, my posture, my body language, my eyes, my hands shaking, this adrenaline racing through my veins, maybe the veins shooting out of my forehead, or maybe the veins shooting out of my arms. Maybe it was something like that that just had fear written all over me, or ready to stand the ground written all over me, fight or flight written all over me. And she looked and she was like, he in fight or flight mode. Let me de-escalate this situation. Let me bring this situation down to something that is okay. That is okay. I like to think that we had this connection. I like to think that she looked into my brain and we just shared this nonverbal communication, or maybe some telekinesis, or maybe, just maybe, we just had that brief second where I communicated with her that I am scared. Please don't hurt me. And she said out loud, it's okay. I normally walk this way all the time. I'm not stalking you. And so we had a conversation. I was like, oh, okay. Thank you. That means a lot to me, and it's good to hear, because I was ready. I was ready because I had nowhere else to run. I was ready because I had nowhere else to go. Out there's a dead end. Dead end. And so, yeah, she laughed and we kikied it up and hee-heed it up and ha-ha it up. And she's like, oh, no, I normally walk this way. I normally, like, do these walks and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, okay, That's cool, and that is good to know. And I'm just ecstatic, and I'm extremely happy that nothing terrible and nothing bad and nothing too strange happened. And nothing too strange happened is like the second round of the NHL playoffs. Nothing too strange happened, but it's still the most unpredictable playoff that's going currently. Can't say the NBA. Cannot say it's the NBA because the NBA, the chips are falling as according to plan. Everything is happening that we expect to happen. No shocker. No upset. No, not really. NHL playoffs? Yeah. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to end. The end game? No, it is not even a coin flip. It's not even 50-50. It's a guess. Hey, your guess is wrong. You're an expert? You always get your NHL picks right? I think not. You do some movie magic. You just go back and rewrite history. You just go back and say, oh, I picked that team anyway. Oh, I wanted to pick that team. Ah, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe your lying ears. Believe what I say now. Yeah, you can do that with the NHL playoffs and eventual Stanley Cup final winner. Yet, just sit back and enjoy it. Be entertained. Are you not entertained? Serious question.